Chapter 4. Early Saturday morning, Miriam and her family decided to go to the Bird in Hand Farmer's Market. While none of them would rent a table in order to sell their wares, they all agreed it would be fun to browse and visit with many of their neighboring Amish friends and relatives. The sun gave promise of a warm day, and as Clarence Smoker, their Mennonite driver, drove his van into the market parking lot, Miriam wiped the perspiration from her forehead and groaned. She hoped this summer wouldn't be as hot and humid as last summer had been. Papa climbed out of the van first, then helped Mom down. As the two of them started toward the market building, Miriam stepped down, followed by Louis. "I'll be inside soon," he said, nudging her arm. "I want to speak with Clarence about giving me a ride to my dental appointment in Lancaster next week."
"Yeah, okay, I'll go on ahead."
Miriam hurried toward the market and was halfway across the parking lot when she stumbled on a broken beer bottle someone had carelessly tossed on the ground. Her legs went out from under her, and she landed on the shattered glass. She winced and struggled to her feet, hoping no one had seen her calamity, and wondering what the nasty bottle had done to her dress and knees. Suddenly, Miriam felt two strong arms pulling her to an upright position. She looked up and found herself staring at a tall Englishman. His sandy blonde hair was neatly combed, and he wore a pair of sunglasses. "Are you all right?" he asked, bending down to pick up the broken bottle. Miriam's face heated with embarrassment.
I'm fine, really, thank you."
He whipped off his sunglasses to reveal clear, wide-set blue eyes. "Your dress is torn, and I see blood showing through it. You'd better let me see your knees, because they might be cut up pretty bad." His resonant voice was as impressive as his looks, and Miriam had to tear her gaze away from him.
I appreciate your concern, but I'm fine," she stammered.
There was no way she was going to lift the hem of her dress so the man could see her knees. Miriam glanced down at her soiled skirt and rubbed her hand against it, as though in doing so she might take away the red stain and ugly tear. She took a few tentative steps and cringed, but determinedly went on. "At least let me offer you some assistance." The young man put one arm around Miriam's waist without even waiting for her reply. "I'll walk you to the building. I assume that's where you were heading before your little accident."